Gentlemen, dear colleagues, it is my great pleasure to welcome you on behalf of the key research area Democracy and Human Rights to the 16th Gerald Sturz Lecture on the History of Human Rights and Democracy. As you may have noticed, both the lecture series and our key research area carry the terms democracy and human rights in their names, though not in the same order. Now, before anyone starts to read too much into that, the difference is purely accidental and serves only to tell the two apart. What's not accidental, however, is that both terms appear in both names. That reflects a deliberate and shared conviction at the university and within the faculty that the promises of freedom and equality can only be fulfilled when individual rights and collective decision-making go hand in hand. Gerald Sturz, the namesake of this lecture series, captured this very idea in his concept of modern isonomy. The key research area, Democracy and Human Rights, is part of the transversal research structures of our Faculty of Historical and Cultural Studies. The faculty is organized into departments that reflect the various disciplines. That's the vertical level, so to say. In contrast, the transversal research areas run across disciplines. Their aim is to bring together scholars from different fields to work on larger questions in a spirit of interdisciplinary collaboration. I have the honor of serving as co-speaker of this particular research area on democracy and human rights, together with my colleague, Professor Claudia Kraft, who is also with us today. While the Sturz lectures primarily serve as an outward-facing format for engaging with the broader public, the key research areas are intended to strengthen internal cooperation within the faculty and to foster long-term interdisciplinary research. A good and proven division of labor, one might say. And we are especially grateful to Professor Brett for contributing to this endeavor with today's lecture. Thank you very much for being with us. None of this would be possible, of course, without the support of the university. So let me take this opportunity to warmly thank the Faculty of Historical and Cultural Studies and the Department of History for their generous support, particularly for making this lecture series possible. I would also like to extend our thanks on behalf of our key research area to our colleagues in the key research area Dictatorships, Violence, Genocides for the excellent cooperation. With that, I now have the pleasure of handing over to my colleague Thomas Angra, who will introduce tonight's speaker. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, dear Conrad Brett, dear Gerald Sturz, how do nature and rights, or more precisely, how do our and formal constructions of nature and rights relate? How do our natural lives and the lives we live as citizens relate? What especially about human agency in the constructions and intersections of nature, rights, and citizenship? These are questions that Dr. Annabel Brett, Professor of Political Thought and History of the University of Cambridge, has been studying across a wide range of late medieval and early modern sources, and especially late scholastic thought. Two monographs, two translations, and two edited volumes are witness of her fascination by and her fascinating explorations in a period of political thinking that she convincingly shows us to be most relevant to various current political concerns. As Professor Brett explains in a wonderful 2018 edition of the Intellectual History podcasts run by students at the University of Cambridge, which I recommend all of you, quote, "The early modern period is particularly fruitful for political thinking because it's a time in which the boundaries and the political were not fixed. The boundaries in physical and metaphysical terms, and also the limits of the term political. Precisely the whole language of the political was shifting." And I, Adam Platt, I continue the citation, "I feel now that we are again at the point where the boundaries of the political are being challenged. They have been. We have to be fluid and open, prepared to stretch our languages of the political and to create a new kind of political reality to live in and offer protection." Before turning to history for her PhD, Annabel Brett did a BA in classics, which left her with a continued fascination by philosophy as an endless reservoir of possibilities to think differently, and what she calls an abiding obsession with language. Later, her seminal translations and editions of William of Ockham and Marsilius of Padua confirmed her conviction that not only translation, but historiography too, is interpretation, and how important it is to reflect on the literary creative aspect of historical writing, on the role and the political and the ethics, of the historian as an interpreter, as an agent in the process of translation from one political language in another, from past into present. Human agency is perhaps the key question of most of Annabel Brett's work as an intellectual historian. In her first book, Annabel Brett studied late scholastic thought on individual rights and, more precisely, on subjective rights and human agency. For her second book, she was shifting her focus from human liberty to the political community, the civitas, or the state. She then got more and more interested in human agency beyond the state and between states. This explains the last edited volume, which you can see here, History, Politics, and Law, with a special featuring international. For her third monograph on the contract with Oxford University Press, she turns to early modern thinking on the limits of law, the concrete circumstances and conditions under which law can or cannot apply. While making all her studies and most of her career at Cambridge, Professor Brett, who also holds a honorary doctorate by the Faculty of Theology, University of Helsinki, has lectured and published in a wide range of countries, has given prestigious keynotes and named lectures, such as the Carlyle Lectures in the History of Political Thought at the University of Oxford in 2008, and only 3 weeks ago, the Tanner Lectures in Human Values at the University of Berkeley, California. Thank you, Professor Brett, for giving us the 16th Gerald Schwartz Lecture on the history of human rights and democracy.